One summer, when Sam Beaver was about 20, he and his father were sitting in their camp in Canada. It was after supper. Mr. Beaver was rocking in a chair, resting after a day of fishing. Sam was reading a book. "Pop," said Sam, "what does crepuscular mean?" "How should I know?" replied Mr. Beaver. "I never heard the word before." "It has something to do with rabbits," said Sam. "It says here that a rabbit is a crepuscular animal." "Probably means timid," said Mr. Beaver. "Or maybe it means that it can run like the dickens. Or maybe it means stupid. A rabbit will sit right in the middle of the road at night and stare into your headlights and never get out of the way, and that's how a lot of rabbits get run over. They're stupid." "Well," said Sam, "I guess the only way to find out what crepuscular means is to look it up in the dictionary." "We haven't got a dictionary here," said Mr. Beaver. "You'll have to wait till we get back to the ranch." Just then, over at the pond where the swans were, Louis raised his horn and played taps to let his children know that the day had come to an end. The wind was right, and the sound carried across the swamp. Mr. Beaver stopped rocking. "That's funny," he said. "I thought I heard the sound of a trumpet just then." "I don't see how you could," replied Sam. "We're alone in these woods." "I know we are," said Mr. Beaver. "Just the same, I thought I heard a trumpet or a bugle." Sam chuckled. He had never told his father about the swans in the pond nearby. He kept their secret to himself. When he went to the pond, he always went alone. That's the way he liked it, and that's the way the swans liked it.